podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the JMS Boxing Podcast with me, John.
I'm Sam.
And today we are...
Mid-season recap.
Having a bit of a recap. We've had some great guests on. Have a bit of a chat about the guests that's come on for season two. And hopefully what the future holds. I know a few of the guests have had a fight. I think one guest has had a fight since as well.
Yep.
So just do it. Just basically having that. So the first one to come on was Damon Lake.
Damon.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
I
actually watched that today though.
Did you?
Yeah.
I remember as he's come on and we were talking about it actually the other day and he was saying he don't normally talk about himself. And he was like, he got me to talk for a few hours. So I was like, yeah, it's good. And the reception of it has been absolutely fantastic. Like for it's part one.
Scores, yeah.
Yeah.
For a first episode on season, shattering.
Yeah, I don't want to get
you guys. Don't make your head swell too big, mate, you know what I mean?
But I think the feedback we were getting, that it was like, he's just funny. He's good, really, really good storyteller.
Yeah.
I think it was good to get him to speak about his career as well.
Very interesting as well.
Yeah, I think as he also put me in my place a few times. With like the difference of like grappling and Brazilian jiu-jitsu and I think all of that stuff. So it was good to learn that aspect of it as well.
He's, from what I remember him saying, he was almost pitted against Ngannou.
Yeah, that's the one. That's where it's the title of the it's definitely a clickbait title. I ain't gonna lie. It's definitely you got to put a bit of clickbait out there every now and again, ain't ya? Every now and again, but it was he spoke well, good storyteller. I think good.
Yeah,
and,
he mentioned that he went out to America, didn't he?
Yeah,
was it Team Alpha?
No, American Top Team.
That was it. Yeah.
American Top Team, and it was good. Like he spoke about, and he was supposed to go to shoot a box. He's still doing jiu-jitsu contest at the moment.
Well, like open mat.
He's having like what they're calling like super fights. So they'll have a normal like show, and then he'll be the main event.
Oh.
So he's had a couple of them. So he's
interesting.
He's still keeping his hand in the game, and it's good to train with him as well. There's an old school element about him. There's an old school element about him where normally you have to try and nurture, and he's like, no, you can all get fucked. Are you training here or you're not? But he's good with, he's not like he's not unapproachable. He's nice, but once you're training, I think he goes into that mode. You know, where you go, you're nice and relaxed.
Beast mode.
Then go beast mode. Yeah. But a good teacher as well. Good teacher. So,
fair play.
And then we had.
Who's the next guest?
So then Lee Page.
Funny
Lee
man.
Lee Page.
Very funny man.
Bad fingers? Fucking hell. Fingers in many, many pies. More pies than I thought. Fingers in many pies. I didn't realise that how many different type of things he had with him. Like, so he was in boxing, MMA, done grappling.
Did strongman as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, he's got Lenny Fuller, who will come on in a bit too. Yeah. He's got him as, like, boxing-wise, and there's a few other guys that he's training boxing. I think, is he sticking to boxing now? Or is he still doing bits of, like, grappling and MMA?
From what I know, he's got his core guys over Evolution at George O'Honey's.
Okay.
O'Honey's, yeah, they're over there. I think it's just a core group of boxing. You've got Lenny, you've got, what's it, Jimmy Peckham, few others down there.
There's some good lads there. It's a good gym.
Yeah, very good gym.
It's right. A good gym. And like Lee was, I remember speaking to him after, and he was like, you normally get this as well. And I get it as well because he's like, he's got so many stories. And he's like, oh, I wish I would have said this. And I'm like, I'm trying to explain to him, look, it's good. Like, it's just that. Having that, and that's with anyone that comes on the podcast, anyone that joins us.
It's not forced, is it?
No, and I don't think you want it to be. You want that conversation, don't you?
Yeah, it's just like basically going in their back garden at a barbecue or something.
Yeah, chatting shit. That's what we try and do. we can't fight no more. Well, we'll come on to that in a bit as well.
Great. Exclusive.
Oh, mate. Well, this will come out after anyway. Then we had Luke Gibb. Who are
very
still,
interesting.
Yeah.
We didn't even know half the things he did.
No. Probably a research thing though. Yeah, probably need to put more research into, I guess. I apologise, Luke. But I will say, still the best looking fella that's been on the podcast.
Yeah.
There are gonna be people out there.
Grant Dennis is gonna have
There's going to be people out there. Dan Woodgate. Dan Woodgate because I know what he'll be like. England GB.
Very, very good.
Like, he went through the ranks amateur-wise as well.
Yep.
It was good to have that. I think nice to... I know we're going to have a few amateur boys as we come up through the episodes, but it was nice to get... to understand, I think, to learn more about amateur.
Yes. Like, there's a... Not to slate it, we've had guests on before and they go, yeah, I did a bit of amateur, I only had 4 fights, I only had 9 fights. Gibbo has had quite a few.
Yeah, I think Johnny Armour spoke well about his amateur.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like old school amateur, wasn't it? So this is sort of more recent. And I think it was good to like get an understanding of...
The levels.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And how difficult and the pressure that gets
put on. Of a young age as well.
I think the pressure and like him like potentially not getting in the team and how like effects and stuff like that.
But
it was really good, and the pro side, and that what he's looking to do next with the venues and potentially looking at what's happening next and stuff like that. And he's got some things coming up.
Yeah, I remember he mentioned if you're there were still options on the table for him,
it's just interesting to see what he...
You see his eyes go wider when he starts to talk about it.
Good. No,
it's pretty good.
Then we had I said his name wrong during the podcast first time. We had Dan Lovett.
Yes. Lovely man.
The unlicensed scene, great to talk about the unlicensed scene. I know there'll be people out there that don't like it. I'm not going to say semi-pro because it's fucking not. I fucking hate that term.
It's unlicensed.
Yeah, it's unlicensed.
Most people nowadays are calling it prize fighting, isn't they?
Prize fighting, I'll take. Yeah. I'll take prize fighting because you're in the ring.
Yeah.
You are prize fighting. So I'd take prize fighting. I'll take unlicensed. I won't take semi-pro.
Yeah. No
such thing. There is pro, amateur, and there's unlicensed. that's the side of it, I'll say. And Dan had done everything in the Essex and Kent scene.
With some top guys as well.
Yeah, not scared to fight anyone by the looks of it as well. He's become a ref. He's become a ref over in Essex, and he's carrying on his journey via reffing. So I imagine he's going to be watching some wars, but up close and personal.
Probably the best seat for free, isn't it? Well, he's getting paid to
do it. You have to earn the ball, though. Imagine that. You're like, you see some of these like UFC referees that are not like, they hold on.
Herb Dean.
Herb Dean dropping the elbow, Dustin Poirier. But it's... again, it was good to talk about the unlicensed scene. It was really nice to have him on.
Hmm.
And then we had Lenny the Badger Slayer Fuller.
I'll say it now. This dude is going places. After the performance he put on Last Saturday, he was on a promotion.
Top tier promotion.
Yeah, he mentioned it. Because when he was on, he had the call like a week before, didn't he?
Yeah.
Said he was I won't say he weren't like he was being hung out to dry. He was like looking for fights and they weren't coming. And then he got offered this, and like fair play to him. He's put 110% in training, and he's come off.
He was part of the boxer series as well, which was interesting to speak to him about.
Yeah.
Fastest knockout in the boxer series, probably knockout in top tier at the moment, maybe. He must have. He's got some.
I'm on research.
And by the looks of it, I'm going to put it out. Like, I see some of the photos and bits of the show from Top Tier. They have got it for a small hall promotion.
Yeah.
They have got it set up looking the bollocks. It looked similar to how, like, the screens and that for Matchroom.
Really?
Yeah, it was. It looked. For a small hall, it was unbelievable, I think. And the geezer, the promoter that's there, hopefully the promoter, like, he's going to look like he's going places as well. So, and Lenny took his opportunity, wanting to go into MMA, but ends up at boxing. he's doing things.
No, I rate him. He's a good man as well. Good lad.
Then we had what? Luke Tumana.
Luke. Oh, there's so many things. He's a friend, a boss, potential father figure, if we can look at it at certain points.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Shitloads.
He's got knowledge for days.
Well, he was talking to us before, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what he was saying because I don't know if he wants to, like, but Finn, he was, like, it's martial arts related, but when we were chatting before, he was telling us about a few things martial arts related. But, yeah, you're right. I'm well happy to get him on. He's one of those guys that, like I said on that show, we were able to do this, or I know I'm able to do this because of him.
Yes.
So it was appreciative, and he spoke for ages. Yeah. And there's loads of stuff. But what annoys me, there's loads of stuff I didn't know. And I'm like, I've known you for near on what am I?
We're known 33, you. Aren't we?
Yeah. So,
known him. You know,
17 years. I'm like, fucking hell! How am I just learning? Oh, so annoyed. How am I just learning this now? How are you just telling me all this now? We used to speak for fucking hours, and then he's telling me about all this now. And it, like I said at the time, is the only one into MMA that I knew. No one was. It was not a thing. No, this was 2007. 2008 this was, so it was that type of, and then he spoke about loads of different things. The QC gym,
where we come from,
how it all started and set up and stuff like that, and basically his youth as well, which was, he showed some vulnerability as well. It was like, I think the episode was, and both parts, I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah,
no, I hope you enjoy it. Genuinely hope you enjoy it.
Lovely man, he is. Lovely man.
Then you had Dave Jones. I had Dave Jones. You weren't there.
Yeah, no, I was. I missed that. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Dave. I'm really sorry.
Getting to speak to him though, he was actually. I think he was a bit nervous coming on, but settling it, like speaking to him. That genuine, he's a big boy as well. I just remember sitting here being like, I'm 5'8". And
5'4" at least.
And he's what, 6'6"?
He's got to be saying like, I'm 6'1", he's taller than me.
Yeah, I just remember like shaking his hand, looking up and like, I think, like, getting into him and speaking to him and, like, how he become, like, see, he started as an amateur in the army.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then he come out of the army and then see Joe. And then Joe was the one, and getting a chance to fight Daniel Dubois and Martin Bacoli.
Yeah.
Saying about Daniel Dubois' punch power is like his punch power compared to Martin Bacoli, and he actually thought Martin Bacoli hit harder.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
And because the episode is beforehand, he's already give us the exclusive that he's looking to go back on the road and potentially fighting on the road, which is good luck to him. I'm going, that's going to be. So he's going to have, I don't know if it's going to come to fruition, but he's having that conversation.
That'll be good.
And him potentially, because he had this thing where when he was in the army, he used to go to places and it didn't worry about boxing.
Yeah.
But as a home fighter with the ticket, as we see,
yeah,
the ticket selling, it's always the ticket selling.
So bad.
The ticket selling and all the pressure that comes with that, I think he just wants to get on the road. And he liked the money that he got for Dubois and Bacoli. And it was nice.
Fair play to him. So, he's going to share a ring with people like that.
Yeah, you know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Dubois just challenged for a world title.
He'd done it for the... Oh, yeah, I was going to say, Dubois is just for probably the best heavyweight in the world. And I know that's controversial because everyone's going to be like Fury, but yeah. I think, yeah, Usyk. I know the body punch for Usyk is a controversial. But, yeah, so it was good. It was really good to get to... And it was just me and him...
Wicked.
And then it come to Waste Point.
Yes. Dan Woodgate yet again.
to be honest, it was good to get in. And we have Martin Hillman. I've got to mention Hillman because he's got a fight coming up.
Next Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we sponsor Martin Hillman now.
We do.
The JMS Boxing Podcast is proud to sponsor Martin Hillman. But both of them it's one of those, like...
It's an insight into a different part of training.
Yeah, and I think it's good if you're a boxer out there and you either struggle with nutrition or you're finding nutrition hard or you just don't think anything of nutrition or however which way, have a listen. Because I know I got into him about a few questions and I know I felt like I learned quite a bit of it,
yeah.
Quite a bit. And then having Martin go and add to it as the fighter.
Yeah.
Because he's getting down to fucking...
weights out, unheard of.
Yeah, yeah, he'll blow in the wind and fall down a drain or something. He's going to be that skinny. But he has to try and get that, like, last bit off, isn't he? So.
Yeah, which is good. And it's working for him. For someone at such a low weight, it is working for him.
Yeah. And then hopefully we've got a few coming up. I know we're trying to get Mike Kays on.
Yeah.
A lot of these are trying to get on. I think we're trying to get Josh Antonio, who's GB number one at the moment.
Yeah, we're looking to get Josh Antonio on. Also, Lewis Southgate. He's one, a name that's been mentioned a bit.
He's gone into bare knuckle now, hasn't he?
Yes, he's also fighting the same night as me.
Yes, yeah. So I'll get at him that night. Yeah. Like, yeah. So
there's a few names been thrown about. We've got a few other, I wouldn't want to say higher clientele names, but more people that have been around the block more, in the boxing game, in the promoting world as well. We've got a few promoters.
We're trying to get promoters to try and make sure that how difficult small hall promotions are.
Yes.
And because talking to more or less everyone, small hall promotions has been murdered by COVID.
Yes.
Absolutely killed by COVID. So.
But I'll put it out there, some of the best fights are in small halls.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. The idea of trying to get it on like a free TV, like an ITV, BBC.
Friday night fights.
Yeah, like that, why is that not happening? It's absolutely like scandalous to me. I know Matchroom and all of that, they have that. They're different, BT, Sky and stuff like that. But building, I think you'd have a brand new wave of boxers if you was able to have a constant
supplier,
which would be good. Yeah, that's pretty much the recap on it. You've got a fight coming up?
I do. I've decided to dust the gloves off once again, just to see. To see if I still got it, really. We started this podcast a little while ago.
Started in January, by the way, 2023.
Did we?
The first episode came out March. We started in January.
We started in January, and the conversations were flowing. Going, would we fight again? My brothers, who used to be on there, was his gloves are officially hung up. Mine. I still train in the gym now and again. I don't eat right, but so I thought, yeah, might as well. I'm not a middleweight no more. I'm going in it heavy. So if you're interested, look me up.
I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Right. When I started this podcast, I was 100 kilo.
How much am I now?
86.
You're looking good.
So I need to get down to 75. Kilo.
Why 75?
Because there may be fire. Because I may be look at bringing it back. I don't know yet. I am very injury prone, that's the issue. But I think it's more, I want to dust them off. Yeah. I want to dust them off, but I don't want to, what I don't want to do is agree to something
and not be able to,
because I don't like, the one thing, if I agree to fight, I'm not pulling out.
Yeah, I'm more, it's more mental for me now. It is more mental for me now. Like, I've spoken to you on the phone after I've been to the gym, I'm like, I'm not the same shape I was. No, I don't really want to box without my t-shirt or kind of thing. But yeah, it's a more mental aspect now. I ache more.
Oh, left the stage. Mate. Honestly, because I'm still training and I'm getting my ass fucking handed to me. And I ache every day I get up. But I'm doing like ice baths and stuff.
Are you doing them now?
Yeah, we got ourselves a little ice bath thing.
Like I say, after this fight I'm thinking of going vegan.
Right, okay. What, just for boxing?
Just to see the effects it has on training. Because I've watched a few, like, documentaries, nutrition-wise, like, as well as Woodgate's been mentioned. And some fighters are vegan.
Yeah, David Hay is one of the big advocates for being vegan, but just for fighting.
Yeah.
People go, oh, vegan, fucking vegan. But for fighting, there is some benefits for it.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to... Well, obviously,
Nate Diaz is also vegan as well.
He's also a pothead.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, no, it concludes my story as after this fight, so that means there's going to be another one.
Oh, that's an exclusive one.
Because
you ain't told me anything about that.
Nah, so yeah, after this fight, I'm going to go vegan for the next one.
What are you looking at doing next, weight-wise?
Bringing it back.
For fully?
Bringing it back to the one man that wants it.
Who? Me?
Stuart.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're going to bring it back down to 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it'll be a long time. It won't be like, it ain't going to be like the next event. It'll be like, I'll have to set myself goals step by step. So hopefully.
Handle your business with Stu. I'll come back and then we'll do a JMS Boxing Podcast special fight. The JMS Boxing Podcast special fight.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
That would be...
I'm enjoying training. That's the best thing about it. I'm enjoying it now. So, but yeah, like, at the end of the day, really, guys, it's pretty much, we want this to get out there as much as we can. We hope you enjoy it because we definitely enjoy doing it. Please like, share and subscribe to all channels, Patreon, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're getting back on TikTok very soon. Just bear with. Yeah. We are not that tech savvy. All right, we are not that tech savvy because we used to get punched in the face.
We are self-made as well. So we've got, apart from obviously the sponsors, we are backing ourselves. So we're trying to get as many guests on as possible. Obviously, there'll be some times where things go wrong. So that's why we will probably break certain times. I think having the month off, the reason we had the month off is because we had a few people drop out. And there's no knocking anyone. Obviously, people are busy on their lives and we really appreciate everyone coming on. So there's nothing on that. It's just a thing of we're trying to run it. So having that bit of time, you think we're having time off of thingy, but we're not. We're still grinding behind the scenes to make this a success. We see everyone's comments, by the way.
We appreciate
everyone who's sharing.
Or negative.
Yeah.
Send them to us.
Yeah, if you want to call us cunts as well.
Yeah, if you want to go, oh, them two can't fight worth shit. We'll sort something out. We'll sort something out.
Before I stop this as well, I wanted to speak to you. Have you seen the Ricky Hatton documentary?
What one?
Just come out. The new Sky one. Right.
No. I've seen a glimpse.
Okay. I just wanted to talk about it in regards to mental health. If you haven't seen it, it's worth a watch. He speaks about everything from amateur to his fight with Floyd Mayweather, to his fight with Manny Pacquiao, his fallout of his parents, his fallout with Billy Graham. He speaks about the lot. The one thing that's, I think, prevalent for the lot is mental health. And what I believe is a message I would like to get out there is if you are struggling, if you are suffering, go talk to someone. Talk to someone, let someone know if there's any issue, like even if you want to drop us, or if you want to come and chat shit with us, come and speak on the podcast or something like that. Come and speak. It's definitely something that I wanted to get out there. And it was, I know it's very prevalent and everything like that. But that one, it sort of just knocked home. It doesn't matter how successful, how much money you've got, you can still struggle. Yeah. And I think everyone struggles. So I just wanted to get that message out there. Just so if you are listening to this, I really appreciate it. I know, Sam, you really appreciate it.
Definitely.
But go and come and speak to someone and everything like that. But yeah.
What else can we mention? If you want us to comment on recent fights, just tag us next to the two competitors. We're more than happy to give our views, as we are enthusiasts of the sport. We love it. All right. I'm not going to lie, if there weren't boxing, there's no life, Canelo Alvarez. You know what I mean? No.
If you want to come on the podcast, get in touch.
Message us. Message us on our Facebook page, the JMS Boxing Podcast, or message us personally. I'm Sam Stone.
I'm John Harper.
Find our Facebooks.
And what was the other one I was going to say? So, yeah. And if you... Oh, that's it. Boxers, we are happy to advertise any show, any fights that you have coming up. If you want another audience, want to get yourself out there, again, drop us a message. I know I dropped Jack Draper a message going, look, if you ever get, because his BKB stuff, I know he's and trying to share your stuff. And if anyone wants another platform that they want to share their stuff on, absolutely. It's something we want to do. We want to try and build small hall guys. So we build small hall, speak to journeymen, even if they're top guys. Like we just love boxing, so we want to try and make sure that and we know small hall's really hard. So we just want to make sure that we can try and just want to promote everyone and that positive push people forward.
Wicked.
Cheers, guys, for listening.
Thank you very much.
Your mid-season review. And hopefully we can get you some more good content coming up. Cheers.
Bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.